Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We're joined, I'm very pleased to say, by Itamar Marcus, a remarkable man who has founded and currently directs Palestinian Media Watch. In the past, the government of Israel has appointed him to monitor the negotiations with the Palestinian Authority with respect to incitement. He has also been the director of research for the Center for Monitoring the Impact of Peace. He is a frequent contributor to myriad public outlets in the media and elsewhere, including the extraordinary Gatestone Institute. But his own products at palwatch.org are really required reading if you're interested in understanding what is the ground truth with respect to developments in Israel, with respect to the prospects for peace there. Itamar Marcus, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be with you.
I've wanted to catch up with you for a bit as things seem to be hotting up, shall we say, in your part of the battle space and what I call the war for the free world, Itamar. Could you talk a little bit about this conflict, I guess it's fair to describe it as, over the Temple Mount, as it's known to the Jews, and Al-Aqsa Mosque complex, as the Arabs, the Muslims, insist on calling it?
Well, what we just had there was a war, a mini war, a conflict over sovereignty, over the Temple Mount. And Israel, since 1967, has, in theory, been the sovereign. And we're the ones who make the final decisions. And what happened now is that after the horrific murder of the three Israeli policemen, Israel put in the simple solution, putting in metal detectors. Palestinian terrorists, actually Israeli Arab terrorists, had gone to the Temple Mount with machine guns and weren't stopped. So metal detectors was an obvious solution. And the Palestinians got upset. They don't want Israel to be seen as a sovereign. And the tragedy is that by committing terror, by murdering people, by rioting, Israel has given into terror, and essentially Netanyahu has given a message to them, yes, you are the sovereign. The implications for the long term are very, very tragic, because what it means in the future is anytime Palestinians see Israel doing some policy that they don't like, all they have to do is rally their people, and they will then initiate terror. They'll believe that eventually, if they kill enough people, Israel will give in. So the implications of this are way, way beyond what happened this week.
Just so we sort of tease out some of the details that you alluded to there, the Palestinian Arab terrorists came into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, killed three Israeli police officers trying to provide security for the place. In response to that murder, the government of Israel put up not only, as I understand it, these sorts of metal detectors, but also security cameras. They first, in response to a sort of mini intifada, if you will, decided that they would remove the metal detectors. That didn't placate the Palestinians. They were only emboldened by it. They then removed the security cameras as well. Still unplacated, I think. The Palestinians have restored practice of worshiping in that mosque, but the message being sent here, as you've indicated, Itamar Marcus, is very troubling, because I have the feeling that this assertiveness that has now been reinforced will not be confined to the Temple Mount. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree exactly. And if you look, for example, at the visual responses, the responses that Fatah, Mahmoud Abbas's party, released. They released a cartoon that they put on their Facebook page yesterday. And what does the cartoon show? It shows all the Muslims cheering, and it shows the metal detectors running away in fear. And the words are, the Palestinian people, the nation of giants. So Israelis, you are going to run away from us. That's the message coming through here. Another one was another cartoon was Netanyahu looking like bending over and dragging away the metal detectors on his back. One shoe is even, he's not even wearing his shoes. The message here, we can defeat you. This is what the Palestinians have been taught by this. And the only way to stop terror is to make people feel that it doesn't work. If you reinforce it and tell them that it absolutely works, it is absolutely, it's changing a whole mental attitude here. And that's what's going to plague us for many years.
You don't want to be doing that to people who are fundamentally bullies and jihadists especially. This brings me to a related topic. Itamar and Marcus, you do a marvelous job of monitoring what the Palestinian Authority is up to. It stands in stark contrast to what the U.S. State Department said about the Palestinian Authority, the so-called government of the Palestinian areas. Would you talk a little bit about the whitewashing, it is the charitable term for what the U.S. government under the Trump administration recently said about the attitude of the Palestinian leadership, Mahmoud Abbas specifically, towards this kind of jihadism?
Well, there are two things. First of all, the portrayal of Mahmoud Abbas as a moderate by the United States and treating him as a moderate is completely false, and as well as damaging, because Mahmoud Abbas Abbas said, in response to all the violence and all the terror, these were his words that were published on Fatah's Facebook page: "We have supported you in what you have done and what you are doing. We are with you in everything that you have done and are doing. We are still doing. Now, people had been killed, people had been murdered, and Abbas tells his people, "We are with you in what you are doing." So he is not a moderate by any means. He is leading these terror campaigns, and he's the one who's going to take the political credit for this.
Yeah, and he is in fact inciting them. I mean, that's the point. It's not just that he's expressing solidarity. He is actually using the Palestinian Authority media and so on to incite. And a very tangible expression of that, Itamar, if I'm not mistaken, is actually providing salaries to people who are engaged in this kind of jihadist activity and get apprehended in the course of it. Would you talk about this chap who has most recently murdered a family while they were at their Sabbath meal?
Yes, a terrorist came into an Israeli home, murdered a 70-year-old man, and then murdered his daughter, and then went into the house and murdered the son who was blocking him, preventing him from going upstairs in the house where the man's five children were. And because of the noise and the screaming, fortunately, at the last moment, before he went upstairs and then murdered the wife and the five children as well, a neighbor came and shot the terrorist and injured him. Now, that terrorist who just murdered three civilians, who butchered them with his knife, is arrested, and according to Palestinian law, from the day he's arrested until the day he's released, he will be receiving a Palestinian Authority salary. That salary will reach as high as 12,000 shekel, which is the equivalent of about $3,500 a month, a monthly salary, and that's about three times the average Palestinian salary. So you're talking about a massively high reward for killing. The budget for this is now about $150 million a year, according to the Palestinian Authority figures. The terrorists who murdered the Israeli policemen, who were killed, become called shaheeds or martyrs. They too, their families, then receive a monthly stipend for life. Between these two programs, the Palestinian Authority gives out about $330 million a year, which essentially is coming from foreign funding. Even if not directly, it's facilitated by foreign funding,
including from U.S. taxpayers, no less. There is a piece of legislation that is working its way through the Congress, slowly, I'm sorry to say, called the Taylor Force Act, which, as you know, Itamar Marcus, was drafted in the wake of an American citizen being subjected to this kind of attack, and then his assailant being subsidized in this fashion by the Palestinian Authority. This is scandalous, and the Taylor Force Act, it seems to me, is urgently needed as the law of the land. Cut off the American funding for these jihadists and the Palestinian Authority that is enabling them. Itamar Marcus, it is so good to have a chance to talk with you. I'm sorry that it's only briefly, and hope that it will be but for a short time before we visit again. But in the meantime, the work that you do at Palestinian Media Watch is indispensable. Check it out, folks, at palwatch.org. Itamar, all the best. Come back to us soon. Jarrett Stepman joins us next from the Daily Signal at the Heritage Foundation. We'll be talking with him about some of the reporting that they're doing there on Donald Trump Jr.'s travails and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.